Human rights groups are increasingly concerned about next week's presidential elections in Afghanistan. The Taliban has long threatened to disrupt the vote with violence. And human rights activists are equally concerned about the country's warlords, fearing that they might seek to sway the outcome with threats and intimidation. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Kabul.
Preparations for Afghanistan's first elections are gathering pace, but so are questions over whether the poll will be free and fair. Human rights groups say there's an alarmingly low level of voter education and warn this increases the risk of fraud. John Sifton of Human Rights Watch says the greatest threat is intimidation of voters by Afghanistan's ubiquitous warlords.
For a lot of Afghans, the primary obstacle to democracy and human rights protection is Jang Salaran. This is the Dari or Pashto word for warlord.
This week, Human Rights Watch produced a report saying that in many rural areas, warlords or regional commanders have already begun telling Afghans how to vote. Today, a second report was issued by a group of Afghan and international organizations, the Human Rights Research and Advocacy Consortium. It's an opinion survey which finds that Afghans are enthusiastic about the elections, but it says they're also being widely abused by regional commanders and local thugs. Paul Barker is from CARE International, one of the organizations within the consortium.
A lot of people are very concerned that those with guns in their communities will try to exert their influence, either to prevent people from voting or to make them feel intimidated to vote only for candidates that would be supported by them.
Dozens of campaign workers sit on rugs in an open-sided tent in Kabul. They're on a one-day training course, being instructed how to spot violations at polling stations. Officials say there'll be more than 4,000 Afghan monitors. But, say human rights activists, there'll be too few international observers, and they'll be too thinly spread. John Sifton of Human Rights Watch.
In Kabul City and other major cities, it's likely that there'll be enough observers and competent officials to make sure that the ballots are secretly put into the box. But in many rural areas, it's likely that commanders and other abusive factions will be able to check to see whether people are voting as they're told.
وای چې د ټول ټاکنو ورځې لپاره خورا ډېر امنیتي تدابیر نیول شوی.
On a Dari language radio station, spots are now running, assuring Afghans that the election will be monitored for fraud. This one's by Afghanistan's US-funded Free and Fair Elections Foundation. But Afghanistan's Joint Electoral Management Body, which, backed by the UN, is running the election, concedes there are too few international observers. Spokesman Saeed Azam says this shouldn't, however, invalidate the entire election.
In this first Afghan election, we will not have that many observers, which is required and necessary in a normal election in the rest of the world. But their number will be much more than the number of observers who were present in the first elections of many countries.
There's another issue. Human Rights Watch says the United States and NATO have failed to provide enough troops to protect the elections. The job's too large for the fledgling Afghan government forces to do alone. The Afghan authorities have asked tribal elders to provide security at some polling stations. Sifton says this means warlords will be given control of voting sites.
The very people who Afghans say they're most afraid of are now being entrusted with the security of the polling sites. It doesn't make any sense.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.